West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Former Villarica High School basketball coach Derek Mitchell has filed a new civil suit against Carroll County Schools District officials alleging that the defendants caused false and defamatory statements to be published regarding the plaintiff's character and reputation and have impaired his ability to carry on his profession as a teacher and coach. In January of 2023, the district released information stating, quote, the district was notified of a concern involving the Villarica High School boys head basketball coach, and we followed a rigorous process to conduct a thorough investigation. The release then confirmed the coach was, quote, no longer coaching at Villarica High School. In April of 2023, Mitchell filed a civil suit against the school board. Mitchell had claimed that he was let go after school officials did not provide him the opportunity to provide a sufficient urine sample, following an accusation from an unknown party that suggested the coach, quote, smelled like marijuana or, quote, used marijuana on school property. Carroll County Court documents show that this lawsuit is still active. Then, last Friday, Mitchell filed a second lawsuit targeting four current or former employees of the district. Mitchell claims, quote, since the defendant's publication of false and defamatory statements against him, he has applied for at least six coaching teaching positions for which he was qualified without any response from the potential employers. The Carroll County Schools District has told WLBB Radio several times, we do not comment on pending litigation. West Georgia Technical College on Monday announcing a comprehensive initiative aimed at enhancing safety and security across its campuses. Key highlights of the measures include emergency response and evacuation procedures, state-of-the-art surveillance systems, and every employee is now outfitted with a crisis alert mobile panic button that gives employees the ability to get help instantly in an emergency. WGTC Police Chief James Perry says emergencies do and will occur. He says we believe in being prepared for the worst, while maintaining the hope that we never have to implement these preparations.
When I came here, we were lacking in a lot of areas. As we all know, money is hard to come by and wheels turn slowly sometimes. So it took a long time working up to the level to where we were able to do all this. And the biggest thing that was missing when I got here was a security system. That was implemented pretty much immediately. And then everything else that we've done, we keep trying to tie everything together where each component complements the other and just makes us that much safer.
And Perry has been WGTC police chief since 2014. Carroll County elections officials preparing for the special election for the District 30 race, in which early voting begins in less than 2 weeks. Governor Brian Kemp announcing the special election late last week, and the short time to prepare came as a surprise to Carroll County.
Yes, it was a surprise to us. We did not anticipate this. We had speculated, but we were wrong in our speculation, like many people. The qualifying is limited. Getting the message out is limited. The fact that it does not affect every precinct in our area. Right now, we're thinking 19 precincts.
Keith West was appointed Carroll County's new elections supervisor in December of last year.
The reason that we are unclear at this point is we've been analyzing the district maps as they were approved at the end of December by the legislature and then approved by the judge. And we're still trying to get that detail down. But our best count right now is 19 precincts are affected in Carroll County.
And state officials on Monday saying the district maps that were created in December of 2023 will be used for the February 13th special election, as well as this year's primary and general elections. The new District 30 map includes all of Harrelson County and different parts of Carroll, Paulding, and Douglas counties. Early voting for that special election begins Monday, January 22nd. Qualifying for that District 30 race ends on Wednesday. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office has been awarded the 2024 car seat mini grant by the Georgia Department of Public Health Injury Prevention Program. Through this mini grant, HCSO and the Department of Health work together to provide car seats and education to financially eligible families in Harrelson County. Since 2007, the education, car seats, and booster seats provided through the mini grant prevented serious injury or death and saved over 437 of Georgia's children who were involved in crashes. For more information about the Harrelson County car seat program, contact Deputy Paige Atkins by phone 770-646-2011. A South Carolina man convicted in the February 2021 shooting death of Keith Basham in Harrelson County will spend his life behind bars without the possibility of parole. Chief Judge Mark Murphy on Monday, hearing from Basham's father, mother, sister, and brother, each asking the court to render a sentence of life without the possibility of parole. The defendant called several family members and a former employer via Zoom to ask the court for the defendant to receive a sentence of life with the possibility of parole. Last November, a Harrelson County jury determined that defendant Jalen Biggs traveled from South Carolina to Harrelson County, got into a verbal dispute with Basham outside of his home. The defendant pulled out a handgun and shot him twice. Biggs then fled the scene to South Carolina, where he was arrested hours later. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.